you bit into it, it did not take, and you had to do what to it? You got rid of it. But isn't it amazing how God can see that looks pretty on the outside, rotten on the inside, and God can transform what's on the inside and make it look just like what's on the outside? Because God is in the restoration business. The children of Israel had done something that God was not pleased with. And God answered them by saying, his presence shall not go with him. And now, God is looking at their heart. How many times have Christians really known and experienced the presence of God? And what was your discussion with God like? I know mine personally, because it's been a lifestyle. And when you are in the presence of God, you are not the same. My language is not the same. My demeanor is not the same. Mama tells me all the time, she said, when I see you preaching, you are not the same as the one that I birthed. She said, something comes over you when you are in the pulpit. It's like there's power on the inside of you that bursts out, because something in there is moving you. How many ministers, Antioch, and pastors have experienced the power of his presence? The power of the presence of God. And what was that experience like? I cried because I said, Lord, you don't want me. He said, yes, I do. I'm going this way. He said, but it doesn't matter the way you go. He said, I've got a road back for you. My brothers and sisters, having the presence of God with us is worth more than riches, fame, and power.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
When God's presence is with you, it is worth more than anything in this world.
That's right.
The question I would like to ask is, do you have the presence with you? Is God's presence with you? Do you feel God's presence when you read your Bible? Do you feel God's presence when a sermon is preached? Do you feel God's presence as it takes up residence in you? God's presence, the power of the Holy Spirit, is in you. First, we see in Psalm 51:11 says, cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. The day the Holy Spirit shook me, grabbed me, and I cried and cried and cried. The day the Holy Spirit come into our life, it does something internally in us. When the Holy Spirit gets in you, you don't have to speak in tongues and maybe have hands laid on you. When the Holy Spirit takes up residence, it does an internal work in each and every one of us.
That's right.
Jesus told his disciples before his ascension, lo, I am with you always. My presence will be with you. And I take the Lord's word and I remind the Lord like he hadn't forgotten. Lord, you said. And the Lord said, I know what I said. That you would never leave me nor forsake me. You said that you would build a house. You said. And he said, I know what I said. He said, I need you to have faith. I need you to believe. I need you to stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. I need you to even go in the midst of places where people say you shouldn't be and share a word for such a time as this, so men will know who I am and know that I am soon to come. Just stand. Your name is symbolic of what I desire for you to be. Your name is Stan Lee, but you always call yourself Stan. So I say, you stand. And yeah, we as believers need to have the presence of the Lord in our life. And when he is in our life, it is a powerful experience. And God's presence is essential in our daily life. Moses had several problems with the children of Israel. Back in Egypt, they were trying to stone him to death. But Moses remembered God promised, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. God's word is telling us, no matter how troubling your life situation may be, I got you covered. Yes. No matter what the doctors say, no matter the loss of a loved one, no matter a sickness or disease, the Lord is simply saying, I got you covered. No matter what the doctor may say and try to give up on you, the Lord says, I have a final word. When we have a relationship with the Lord, his presence will always be there.
Oh, yes.
And here's how we know his presence is with us. God spoke to Moses directly with an audible voice. But now God speaks to us in his infallible word. It's called the Bible. The Bible is the story of God's gracious plan of salvation and the history of the children of Israel and all of the things both past and present. What kind of God is it that can tell me my past and my future? What kind of God is it, Brother Jenkins, that knows my story before my story even began? What kind of God is it that knows my health condition before my health condition becomes in fact? And what kind of God is it that knows my remedy even before I get it?
Yeah.
He is a God who is present in our life. God is present when we see what God is doing. My brothers and sisters, the closer you and I get to fire, the hotter the fire gets. The farther you move away from fire, the cooler you become. The closer you move towards the low, the more his presence you have. The farther you move away from the Lord, the closer you are to the enemy. And so the enemy wants you to stay away from him. Stay away from the Lord. See, when you are close to the Lord, you read in your Bible, and you don't listen to all of that stuff that's off the wall, the Lord is simply saying, you build and I'm building a fire. Internal. It's like fire shut up in my bones. And the Lord is simply saying, I allow that to be your life so that you will have something that you can share with others. But with fire, because fire was equal. God is simply saying, I'm getting you closer to me. This is spiritual. Spiritual uplifting thing. To be in the presence of the Lord. But it is also a dangerous thing to be far away from him.
Oh, yes.
When you were out there and I was out there and we was all out there because we all exes.
Yeah.
We were far away from him and that was dangerous.
Yeah.
Anybody been shot at the club? Or running from places you shouldn't be? Or in situations and circumstances? And you knew you were in the wrong place. And the Lord said, my presence was still. You know, God can go in some strange places. Because he loves us unconditionally. And he protects us because that banner goes before us. Spiritually. Scripture tells us in Genesis 4 and 16, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Genesis 4:13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Isn't it amazing how when we mess up, we get away from God's presence? And here we see Cain said that my punishment is greater than I can bear. When we get out of the present, things happen.
Yeah.
Genesis also tells us in Genesis 3 and 8, and they heard a voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. The Lord God would come into the garden in the evening to have fellowship with Adam and Eve. But when they sinned against him, they could no longer hold back or behold or look at him.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how when we mess up, we drop our head. It's kind of like facing the truth. After one person can look you right in the face, and it doesn't make him drop his head or anything. See, when you get to the point where that becomes so easy, you are far away from the presence of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, God is on the throne. We're told that they hid from the presence. They used to live well, but sin broke their relationship. They were pushed out of the garden from the presence of the Lord, because they disobeyed God and refused to put the blame where it belongs. The blame got shifted to you, but she said, and the serpent, and no, it's us.
Yeah.
One thing we can see is where, when a person who will not take the blame for anything, he puts the blame on others when things go wrong.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't this sound relevant? Let me say that again. One thing we can see, when a person who will not take the blame for anything and then puts the blame on others when things go wrong. I didn't say that. Clever. Many of us have said that the enemy made us stupid. I think Flip Wilson said that. But in our hearts, we know we did it.
Yeah.
When you find yourself in error, repent, cry out to the Lord, repair the relationship between you and him, so that God can reestablish the relationship and you will find his presence again.
Yeah.
Repent, cry out to the Lord, and repair the relationship. The Lord is there waiting. He knows in our life we're going to mess up. But the Lord says, I've made provision for your mess up.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
This is Jules Green, concerned citizen, candidate for the City Councilman District 3. We as citizens of the United States must exercise our right to vote. As a concerned citizen, working with goals toward a water park on the Ronson Foundry, working toward attaining a full grocery store on the Stockyard property on Lower Third, working with renovations to Cheatham Park, working to build industrial parks on the Sugar House Road expansion, working toward more home ownership in the district, and certainly working hard to build a community we can be proud to live in and work in. I encourage everyone to get out and vote. As the late U.S. Representative John Lewis said, let's get into good trouble.
Concerned citizen Jules Green, candidate for City Councilman District 3, is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
Hi, this is Tiffany Sanders, candidate for Rapides Parish District Judge, Division F, reminding you that every election is decided by the people who show up.